Blog Talk Radio.
We really love the Lord. We really love the Lord. You don't know what He done for me. He gives me the victory. We love Him. We love Him. We really love the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to the living God. Glory be to the living God. Oh, taste and see that the Lord God, He is good. Blessed be the name of the living God. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in Jesus' name that we come on this morning. Father God, we come in a spirit of faith. We come in a spirit of humility. We come in a spirit of gratitude. Father God, confessing every sin of omission and commission, embracing the gift of a brand new day. Father God, thank you, thank you, thank you for keeping us. Thank you, Father God, for helping us. Thank you, Father God, for loving us. Oh, Father God, giving you praise this morning, Father God, for Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Thanking you for the precious Holy Spirit. Glory be to God, the body of Christ, the power of your word. Father God, thank you for the gift of salvation. Thank you for eternal life in you. Father God, we want to give you a praise in all things. Thank you for your faithfulness to us, Father, day by day, Father. Even when we are not faithful to you, you remain faithful. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father, for who you are and who we are in you. Thank you for watching over us during the midnight hours as we slept and we slumbered. Father God, hallelujah. And you've ushered us into a brand new day we have not seen, have not known, will not see, and will not know again. But this is a day that the Lord God, He has made, you have made, and we are rejoicing and we are glad in it. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, your name, your name, your name is great and worthy to be praised. So, Father, we just want to say we love you. Father God, we appreciate you. We glorify you. Father God, we embrace this brand new day and the new mercies contained in it, Father God, not leaning in our own direction, but leaning in your direction, Father God, wanting your will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father God, we want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for bringing us up to this last weekend, Father God, in this second month. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Nobody but you. Thank you for being on our side. Glory be to God. And if God be for us, who can be against us? Thank you, Father, for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Thank you for every ministry partner and their families. Father God, thank you, thank you, thank you, Father. Thank you for the blessings of the Lord that maketh rich and add no sorrow to it. Thank you for the man of God coming to us this morning, Father God. Hallelujah. We thank you for his church, his ministry, his destiny. Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Father, for the word in his belly. Father God, we want to say thank you for his friendship to this ministry. Father God, his friendship, Father God, his service in your kingdom, Father God, we bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. You are great and mighty, and you are mighty, and you are definitely great. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. So, Lord, have your way. Have your way. We commit this service into your hands. Father God, hallelujah. We want to say thank you for our praise party last night. Father God, hallelujah. Oh, God, thank you. This, thank you for the sweet fellowship. Thank you, Father God. How sweet it is for brethren to fellowship together, Father. Oh, God, it's just sweet. Glory be to God. And, Father God, that's only because you're the center of our joy Amen. And you're sweet. You're the sweetness, Father. And Father, you encourage us to taste and see that the Lord God, he is good. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We commit this service into your hands, Father God. Hallelujah. And we ask that you would have your way, Father. Hallelujah. That you and you alone will be glorified, your people edified. Satan is already horrified, and Jesus Christ, amen, is always Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, Lord, as you taught your disciples to say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever and forever and forevermore. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouth. Top of the morning, top of the morning, top of the morning to you, to you, to you, to you. Glory be to God. Welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries with Jesus Christ. He is the Lord. Amen. TGIF. Today, God is first, and we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness. We especially want to welcome all of our first-time listeners. Amen. Maybe you were recommended to the ministry. Maybe you were just flipping, amen, through the channels. Amen. Glory be to God. We don't know how. Amen. Maybe you found our address, our link on the business card. But whatever brought you here, we're glad that you are here. Amen. Glory. Maybe you're listening on a replay. Amen. Glory be to God. Some 5 years, amen, from now. Glory be to God. But it's all right. Amen. God's word never has an expiration date. Amen. Regardless of the time. Amen. Have a seat at the breakfast table. Amen. Breakfast is about to be served. The spiritual breakfast for champions. Amen. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. We just want you to know that we are here 7 days a week. 7 days a week. We are here Monday through Saturdays at this hour. And then we are back. Amen. Sundays. Amen. At noon. Amen. So please, amen, enjoy the services to the extent you keep on, keep on, keep on coming back. Amen. And bring somebody with you. Amen. Hallelujah. I am Dr. Alfreda. I am your host on this morning. Amen. Indeed, a pleasure. Amen. To serve in the Lord's kingdom. Amen. Glory be to God. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Amen. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on the Lord. Amen and amen. We pray that everyone, amen, is excited. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We've been, amen, reflecting on Black History Month all this month. Amen. Glory be to God. And looking forward, amen, to women history in the month of March. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. So I'm excited, and God already gave me the instructions on how we're going to celebrate women history. We're going to look up all the women in the Bible. It's a whole bunch of them. It's a whole bunch of them. Amen. Glory be to God. And every day in the month of March, we're going to be reflecting for a few minutes. Amen. Glory be to God. As we did this month, amen, we're going to be reflecting on women in the Bible. That's going to be very, very interesting. Amen. So I might help you out. And when I call you and give you your assignment, I'll give you the ones. Amen. So everybody don't run for, amen, the same one. Amen. Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Jesus. But it's a whole bunch of women. Amen. And so that's going to be very interesting in the month of March. Amen. So, amen. We're looking forward, amen, to that. Amen. And to God be praised. Amen. All right, all right, all right, all right. Amen. We're going to move straight into the word on today. Amen. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Do not have a history reading today. Amen. This month, amen, we've had somebody each day to come and share a few minutes. Amen. Glory be to God on a Black historian. Amen. And it's been very, very, very encouraging. amen, for all the different readings and the different expressions, amen. And some people decided to express it in a different way, amen. Our sister Kathy and our sister, glory be to God, Brother Reed and others, amen, glory be to God. And so we just want to thank God for everybody, amen, and all everybody's gifts and everybody's contribution, amen. So if we didn't get to you this month, don't worry about it, amen, and glory be to God. Hallelujah. We got March. We got March right here. Amen. Glory be to God. Women's History Month. It's going to be very, very interesting indeed. Amen. And we bless the name of the Lord. All right. All right. This morning, our dear friend in ministry, this man of God, amen, has been a friend, amen, to this ministry and to me, amen. I connected with him, I don't know, might be 3-4 years ago now, amen. I was on a temporary assignment, amen, the Lord set me on, and wasn't quite sure why I was there, but out of that assignment, I'm telling you, I was acquainted with this man of God, amen. I was also acquainted, amen, with our deaconess, amen, Bethia, amen, and some other good people, amen, and it has been a blessing, amen, glory be to God. And he is always willing, amen, to assist, always willing to contribute. Glory be to God. We know that he was one of our panel speakers as we celebrated, amen, our anniversary service, that our 10th anniversary service, the one with Bishop Noel Jones. Amen. Glory be to God. And, you know, just a quiet, humble man, well-educated, and I'm telling you, he loves the Lord. Amen. He is the pastor of the Lifeline Bible Baptist Church, amen, located at 1011 Lindley Street in Philadelphia, amen. That's in the Logan section, amen, of Philadelphia. And he is a faithful servant. And we know that is a requirement. It is required, amen, that a steward be found faithful. And so he leads by example, amen. And he was coming a little quite frequent at one time, and then something happened. I don't know. We're just following the Holy Spirit. He's back today. And we're just going to pray, amen, that God will keep him as a regular, amen, coming to us and sharing, amen, and sweet fellowship, amen. So at this time, amen, without any further ado, amen, I'd like to introduce to some and present to others our pastor, H. Amir Burnett, the pastor of the Lifeline Bible Fellowship Church in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, that we might receive him this morning, amen, for his grace and for his abilities. Amen, amen, and amen. Pastor Burnett, are you there?
Good morning, Dr. Alfreda. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you, but if you could take it up just one notch, I think that would be even better.
Okay, let's see if I can get a little closer to the microphone.
Okay. All right.
All right. Praise God. Praise God.
Yes.
Good morning.
Yeah, that's
good morning.
Lot. We don't want to miss a pearl. Amen. Glory be
praise
to God.
God.
Thank you for
praise
being here this morning, Pastor.
Amen. This is truly a blessing to the Lord. Amen.
Amen. The floor is yours.
Amen. If you love God, then you love to come and share his word, no matter the hour, the day, or the time, for we know not when our master shall return. So I thank Dr. Alfreda for the opportunity to bring another fresh and enlightening word from the Lord. Amen. 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 If you have your weapons, let's not waste any time. Let's not tarry. I'm glad on this great day the Lord has given us this wonderful gift. So let's turn our Bibles, if you will, to Luke chapter 11. I just want to lift a few verses to support the theme that God has placed in my heart to share with you today. While you turn to Luke chapter 11, we want to go down to verse 37. In this word that I'm sharing with you today, it's kind of a trilogy that I've been sharing with our church for this new year, 2022. And in this process, I wanted us to begin to rethink, to reengage, since we had been involved in the pandemic and we were closed for a good while. But glory be to God, we opened the first Sunday in June of 2021, and we've been going strong since then, and also showing up on Facebook Live. But we want to look at this particular scripture because it contains some nuggets of truth that we need to evaluate. Sometimes as believers, you know, we carry with us some old traditions and some old behaviors. So the effort the Lord spoke to my heart is simply to begin to tear those walls down so that he can begin to help to operate within the inside. So looking at Luke chapter 11, I'll start reading from the Amplified Bible at verse number 37. If you're with me, I will begin now by the power and the aid of the Holy Spirit. And it reads, "Now, while Jesus was speaking, a Pharisee invited him to take dinner with him, so that he entered and reclined at the table. The Pharisee noticed and was astonished to see that Jesus did not first wash before dinner. But the Lord said to him, 'Now, you Pharisees, cleanse the outside of the cup and of the plate, but inside you yourselves are full of greed and robbery and extortion and malice and wickedness.'" Verse 40, "You senseless, foolish, stupid ones, acting without reflection or intelligence, did not he who made the outside make the inside also? But dedicate your inner self and give a donation to the poor of those things which are within, of inward righteousness, and behold, everything is purified and clean for you. But woe to you, Pharisees, for you tithe mint and rue and every little herb, but disregard and neglect justice and the love of God. Those you ought to have done without leaving the others undone." Verse 43, "Woe to you, Pharisees, for you love the best seats in the synagogues, and you love to be greeted and bowed down to in the public marketplaces. Woe to you, for you are like graves which are not marked or seen, and men walk over them without being aware of it and are ceremonially defiled." I've read Luke 11, verses 37 through 44. We pray that the body of Christ be edified, God glorified, and sanctified. Sanctified. Let us pray for a moment before we go right into God's word. Now we want to thank you for another day, Lord God, to come before your people and to dedicate ourselves in sharing the unsearchable riches of your word. We pray, Father, that you would anoint these lips of clay, that we might speak as an oracle of Christ and not just as a man. Hide us behind your glorious cross and cover us with your precious blood, allowing no flesh to glory in your sight. And let your people who have come today, let your people who are listening today, let your people who hear this message today, let them be blessed with every blessing that they stand in need of. We take no credit for anything that you do, but we give you glory. We give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise through Christ our Lord. Amen. 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 If you'd be so kind, I'd like to start by sharing a brief story with you from a good friend of mine who shared this with me some time ago. He was graduating from seminary, and he was going back to his old church to visit some of the clergy there and some of the members and just share with them. They were having a big breakfast to celebrate an event within the church. And he walked straight into the dining hall and prepared to share a fine breakfast with a group of retired clergy. He sat down with expectations of the marvelous conversations he would partake in over their meal. He said, "Good morning, ma'am." He paid one sweet elderly woman. Her response was, "Were you raised in a barn? How rude can you be?" You see, he had forgotten some of us cling to hard boundaries, rituals of courtship and political cultural formalities. His sin, well, beloved, the hat on his head stayed on at the table. He, taking his hat off, never even crossed his mind. He rushed into a panic. How could God ever forgive him, so rude and offensive as he was? Certainly, this old lady, this retired clergy, she knew of a story somewhere in Luke that he had missed. Where is it? Where is this story? Just before the story where Jesus condemns the widow for having a skirt that's too short, or maybe just after the time where he emptied the temple of all those who were struggling with addictions and the women who were pregnant and unmarried. It is in there somewhere, right? I'm sure it is. What about the time where Jesus attacked the man who dared cook on the Sabbath, along with those women trying to teach him how to do so? Is there hope for them? Is there hope for any of these wicked people? Well, I heard a pastor put it this way. He said, a mist in the pulpit is a fog in the pew. Let me say it again so you catch it. A mist in the pulpit is a fog in the pew. Glory be to God. How do we get to this place where some of the most Christian things we do have nothing to do with Jesus? Yes, many of our Christian practices of today ignore every single thing Jesus taught us to do. Which did Jesus put first? People and emotions, investments, or proper etiquette and tradition? Woes to the Pharisees and the lawyers of the scribes. Starting there at verse 37, we find a list of criticisms by Jesus against scribes and Pharisees. Yeah. 37 says, while Jesus was speaking to the Pharisees, asked them to dine with him. So he went in and he reclined at a table. The Pharisees were astonished to see that he did not first wash before dinner. The Lord said to him, "Now you Pharisee, cleanse the outside of the cup and of the dish, but inside you are full of greed and wickedness. You fools, did he who made the outside make the inside also? But you give your alms to those that are within, and behold, everything is clean for you. But woe to you Pharisees, for you tithe mint and rue, and every herb, and neglect justice and the love of God. These you ought to have done without neglecting the others." Yeah. Jesus went on to run down the list. When you drop down to verse 52, he says, "Woe to you lawyers, for you have taken away the key of knowledge. You did not enter yourselves, and you hinder those who are entering." As he went away from there, the scribes and the Pharisees began to press him hard, provoke him to speak about many things, lying in wait to watch him and something he might say, to catch him up in something he might say. What did Jesus, or what does Jesus say that the Pharisees cannot? He says, "The good news is that God's grace is great enough for the sinful hat on the young man's head and the prejudice of many Christians who spread hateful, tainted versions of the gospel, just as it was great enough for the dirty, broken in hands of those Pharisees who shared a meal with Jesus. Thank God that we worship a creator who asks not of how clean our hands are, but maintains concerns about the status of our heart." So So, beloved, many in the church today ask these kinds of questions of their neighbors. Shouldn't you know better? Don't you know better than to share those things here? Speaking of someone who comes into a church service and starts to babble off what's going on in their life, you know, one of the interesting things I've always said is this. Wouldn't it be rather strange today if someone came to service and we typically greet them, good morning, my brother, good morning, my sister, and we follow that up with a very heartfelt, and how are you today? Wouldn't it be interesting if they stopped you and began to tell you what's really going on in their life? How would you handle that? Would you be one that would respond with, don't you know better than to share those things here, than to be honest and broken, than to come here in this state? Don't you know better like I do? You know, someone who comes in out the storm, smelling like they just came out of a hit house, smelling like they just came out of the speakeasy, like they've been drinking all last night and the day before. For some reason, they come to your service. Would you treat them like that? Would you be the one to say, don't you know better like I do, as if you're something great? Don't you know you have to be clean to eat this meal, to come to this service, to be a part of our community? Don't you know that you must be clean like I am? Or would you ask the question, were you raised in a barn? Because I certainly wasn't. Who are we? I say, who are we if we forget that we sing praises to a man who had no home, a man born to a woman they would have called a whore, and a man who wasn't raised in a barn, but he was born in one? You see, the Pharisees, they wanted God so badly, they made God in their own image, in their likeness. The Pharisees made God like we do it today. Some of us still guilty of it right now. We're guilty of having the signs to have made God in our own image. All of God's enemies are my enemies, and God loves all of my works and rituals. We know we're in trouble when we think God's proud of our rules and regulations. We know we're in trouble when we think God's proud and wants us just as clean as we desire to be. We know that we are in trouble if we look to Jesus. Listen now, we can be certain that God needs nothing in the way of our attempts at cleaning ourselves up for him and her, nor for appeasing our neighbors. That's not what God's looking for. Always said in the invitation to come to Christ, you can't fix yourself up, and you certainly can't dress yourself down. It's a come-as-you-are process. Yeah. Jesus blesses the human experience. He takes it on with a holistic approach. Jesus says yes. Yes to the pain of life. He says yes, feeble and finite. He says yes. Yes to the whole cycle of life. Perfume, hand soap, designer clothing, you know, Gucci, Prada, none of that. No, he speaks nothing of these things, for they mask the lies that we lead. The central fear, a driven assumption of a cleansing is this. Here's the fear, and here's what we're really doing. We think that we're not enough the way we are. We need purification to be acceptable. Our hands cannot be shaken. Our bodies bound for shame, marked with the lowly smells of the roads that we've traveled. And baby, each and every one of them got some smells of the roads we've been down. None of us was born blessed and highly favored of God. We all have a history. How great I am. No. There's only one I am, and he is our Heavenly Father. Through his encounter with these Pharisees, Jesus teaches us another way. The path that leads to life It's not about purification. Are you listening to me? It's not a walk towards doctrine. It's not about saying the right prayers. No, no. Jesus teaches us that the pain that leads to life is about breaking down the walls of conceit and division. Yeah, 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 yeah. About breaking down those walls, we say that, oh, well, they belong to the LGBTQ community, so we can't allow them to be a part of our worship experience. You got a problem because you don't understand the gospel. You got to stop putting up borders. You got to stop using party lines. You got to stop the class boundaries. You got to stop the denominational separations. And all of these assert pedigree, which keeps all of us from entering the kingdom of God. See, beloved, I've said this. Said it to my church. If I leave the church today teaching how I've cleaned myself up to gain God's acceptance, I'm bound to expect the same from you. So what does the Lord require of us? Very important polishing question. What does the Lord require of us? He might ask that we put down our weapons of soap and water and pick up the bread and the cup. He might ask that we listen to stories rather than teach doctrine. He might ask, for Jesus is clear. We've always had the gift of light, but we keep it clean and chaste like a sweet little grandmother's china cabinet. Treasure so beautiful and intricate, handmade and alluring, the woman keeps her best things locked away. Certainly, life is a beautiful gift, but we've been fed a lie. I said we've been fed a lie. This world tells us to store away the magnificent things of life, but Jesus runs the opposite direction. Ha! Life is a gift. That gift is to be chipped, weathered, and torn. Otherwise, it might just go to waste, unused and vacant. We must prepare for the kingdom of God, which is a future, which is our future. Yeah, yeah. Colossians 3:1 reminds us, if we then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. I remember a renowned Christian author, Shane Claiborne. He shares these words, and I quote, all around you, people will be tiptoeing through life just to arrive at death safely. But, dear children, do not tiptoe, but run, hop, skip, or dance. Just don't tiptoe, unquote. Let us keep from the world's ways of hiding from life cycles. We may cling not to the clean and the proper. May we run towards pain and misunderstanding, as these are the places where Christ lives. So with hat on and eyes wide open, no makeup and no cologne, let us walk into this world, seeking to cleanse our heart before our hands. Help us, Lord God, find the love which we know our heart longs for. Love seeking inner peace and outward reconciliation. And all along the way, may we remember that our hands are just as clean as they have ever been or need to be, that God called us before we ever took our first breath. He called us good. Oh, we praise God for his word today. We know that there is a very message in what God is saying. And God is telling us cleanliness is far removed from godliness. You know, we oftentimes want to say certain things, and we take those things and we put them into a context that's called colloquialisms. we put them into a context and stuff that we pass down to our children, our grandchildren. But I want you to renew and reengage so that you will believe what the Word of God says and apply it to your heart, to your heart. Because if you apply it to your heart, then God will teach you how to live this Christian journey. Psalms 89:14 says this. It says, justice and judgment are the habitation of thy throne. Mercy and truth shall go before thy face. I want to be in the place where God knows my name before I get to glory's gate. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. And may your life be renewed so that you engage for the kingdom of God and stand in his glory. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord, the status of our heart. Amen. Cleanse our hearts before our hands. Amen. Glory be to God as we break down the walls, beloved. Amen. What does the Lord require? This is what he requires. Amen. And we bless Jesus. Amen. For, amen, an outstanding, amen, pastoral message. Amen. On this morning, beloved, as we rend our hearts and not our garments. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. To be a Christian in our hearts and to know. Amen. What the Lord requires. Amen. And we thank God for you, Pastor. Amen. I was talking to a young lady in Arizona last week. Amen. And they were talking about some possibilities for the ministry in the future. And she mentioned a young lady. She said, well, I want to connect you with this person here. And who she was in the world, and most of you would know her if I mentioned her name. She said, "But the one thing, Pastor, she's a lesbian, and I just want you to know that, because most people that I talk to, and most when they find out, they want to back out that she's a lesbian." And my response, without hesitation, was, "All unrighteousness is sin. All unrighteousness is sin, beloved." It is time for us, amen, to cleanse our hearts, amen, before we cleanse our hands. God has need of us, amen, in this world, amen, but we have to be delivered from that self-righteous attitude, amen, to know that God is everywhere and God loves everybody, amen. So thank you, amen, for that word on this morning, Pastor, amen, glory be to God, hallelujah. Come on back and let us know what's happening at Lifeline Bible Baptist Church, amen. If you have any announcements, and update us with what's going on, and for those in the service this morning that might not be familiar with you and your church, and so come on back and take a couple minutes and update everybody.
Well, we praise God. We praise God for you, Dr. Alfreda. We appreciate you giving us an opportunity to share with the people. Lifeline Bible Fellowship Church is located at 1011 Lindley Avenue in the Logan section of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. We're so grateful to God that we're able to still be standing after 35 years and knowing that God has truly blessed this branch of Zion. Currently, we're celebrating African-American History Month, Black History Month, like most churches are, except we've taken another turn. I've began to see us having been out of the church for almost a year and some months, that we decided that 28 days was just too short to celebrate Black History. So we're going to roll this Black History celebration right into the month of March. We have our children coming in giving presentations every week, so we're going to keep doing that. We're going to be very ardent about having our children take over the service every fifth week of the month. It has 5 weeks in it, and they're going to have their own service. Yes, I said their own service. God is pressing upon my heart that the children are not the church of tomorrow, but the church of today. So if we're prudent parents and we're carrying the word of God, we need to train them up the way they should go and let the Holy Spirit do the rest with them. So from beginning to end, from the opening of the service, the praise team, the worship, the singing, the children are going to lead those services. This is going through the year of 2022, and if the Lord willing, we'll continue to do so as we go forth as a part of what we do at Lifeline Bible Fellowship Church. So we thank God for those opportunities. Calendar is not before me right now. I really can't think of some of the good things we have going on, other than knowing that somewhere in the month of July, we celebrate the church anniversary. I believe it's July the 17th. We'll have a guest preacher. I'm trying to get Dr. Leonard Robinson to come. Dr. Alfredi, you're very familiar with him. But that's so far out, I might try to get him to come earlier. God is awesome how he's blessing us in spite of us, beloved. So by linking up with Dr. Alfredi, just gives me another arm in the ministry to be able to carry out God's word. So far, we have been blessed. We've been blessed. God has blessed us far beyond our wildest dreams. And I think he's got a mighty good work in store for each and every one of us. Kingdom work requires kingdom citizenship. Are you ready to be a citizen of the king? Praise God, praise God. Don't get me started. I'll start preaching again. Praise God, praise God. Amen.
Amen. Preachers do what preachers do. Amen. God bless you, brother. Amen. And thank you for sharing. Amen. Yes, Brother Leonard Robinson, I know that's going to be wonderful. Amen. Be wonderful, be wonderful. So, amen. We will continue to keep you lifted up in prayer. Amen. Glory be to God. And whatever else the Lord is telling us to do, amen, we do not have any problems in doing so. Amen. And so we bless the Lord. All right. Amen. To God be all the praise. Yes, go ahead.
Beloved, if you're listening, I want to share this with you. Dr. Alfredi Bradford has been so faithful to the Lord and to the account of wanting to minister his word. Please support her as best you possibly can. Remember now, Malachi chapter 3 talks about meeting the storehouse. That is to keep the building going. It's to keep the business of ministry going. It don't come free, because I don't know no pastor who's gotten a note from the electric company saying, oh, since you're a pastor, your electric free this week. So I just want to mention that she's been doing this faithfully for a long time. She gets stronger and bigger right up front. So we know that God is in the midst of her that right early, and that he's blessing her. Don't you want to be a part of that blessing? Because if one of us get blessed, guess what? We all get blessed. That's all I want to say. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, brother. Amen. And to God be all the praise. Amen. To all the glory. Amen. To all the honor. Amen. If you're just signing in a little late, amen. Glory be to God. We've been listening to Pastor H. Amir Burnett. Amen. He is the pastor of Lifeline Bible Baptist Church, located in the Logan section of Philadelphia, 1011 Lindley Avenue. Amen. Glory be to God. So stop past sometimes. What time does your service begin, brother?
I'm sorry, Dr. Bradford. It's Lifeline Bible Fellowship Church.
Okay.
We're trying to move away from those taglines.
Gotcha. Okay. Forgive me for that. Okay.
That's all right. As I heard my old pastor say, you still say.
Amen.
Our service starts on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. We also are on Facebook Live at 10 a.m. on Sunday morning. So if you're able to go on Facebook Live, just look for Lifeline Bible Fellowship Church, Pastor H. Amir Burnett, and you can log in there and view our services on Facebook Live as we try to stream and bring the Word of God to the comfort of those who are sick and shut in and can't come out. And we found that to be a great tool that the Lord has given us. Amen. And had it not been for the that's why sometimes we got to look for the great things that God's doing in our lives. If it had not been for the pandemic, we would have not forced the issue to have a streaming service. But we thank God that he's given us that capability. And it's truly God's glory. Amen. Amen. 10 o'clock Sunday morning.
Amen. All right. There it is. There it is. There it is. Amen. To God be all the praise and glory and honor. Yes, these social media platforms are a blessing. Amen. They are a blessing. So we do thank God. Amen. That, amen. The kingdom of God is being promoted expeditiously. Amen. Glory be to God. And many souls are coming to Christ, amen, via Facebook, amen, via Facebook and YouTube, amen. So, amen, we just want to thank God, amen, for you, brother, amen. Again, amen, glory be to God. It's not going to be as long as it has been, amen, glory be to God, amen. And put you back on the schedule, on the calendar as a regular, amen, glory be to God, and we appreciate you. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. And this is, you'll be celebrating your anniversary, what's that, June
17th? July.
Okay, July. All right. Bless the Lord. Amen. We'll make note of that. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right, saints. All right. If you signed in late, amen, you definitely want to hear the replay. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. On that, outstanding message, amen, a call to repentance, a call for us to draw closer, a call for us, beloved, to, amen, to see what does the Lord, amen, require, amen, glory be to God. We do not want our living to be in vain, amen, glory be to God. We want to thank God, amen, hallelujah, for this week, amen. It's been a wonderful, wonderful week. We want to thank each and every one of you, amen, for your, amen, support, each and every one of you, glory be to God, amen, as we served on the altar prayer all of this week, amen. Facebook Live, 5 o'clock, the Lord is pulling us out into Facebook a little bit more, amen. So there's about to be, amen, modification of some scheduling, amen. So we'll be making those announcements in the very near future. Well, thank God for our Wednesday night Bible study, amen. Glory be to God, our praise party that took place on last night, amen. We just want to thank God for a full week, amen, hallelujah, and to God be praised. Looking forward, amen, to today, this weekend, amen, and moving forward, amen, moving forward. Every day is the Lord's day, amen. Let us continue, beloved, to pray for what's happening over in Russia and Ukraine, glory be to God, because, you know, that war can move from Ukraine to, look, might be World War III. We don't know which direction this is going. We don't know what's set up, but look, if my people call by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, heal the land. Then will I hear from heaven, amen, forgive the sins and heal the land. Amen. So, amen, we know that what's happening has been prophesied. Amen. The wars and the rumors of wars, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But still, we have an obligation to pray and to keep on praying. To pray and to keep on praying, praying without ceasing, looking for every opportunity to pray. And God knows, amen, we have much opportunity, amen, much opportunities, amen, to pray, amen. So please, amen, let us, amen. As a matter of fact, I received a prayer request from one of the pastors associated with this ministry, and her whole family is over in Ukraine. When about a year ago, her son and his wife and children, and they're in Ukraine. So let us pray, beloved. Amen. Let us pray and let us keep on praying. Amen. All right. This concludes the week. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To God be praised. Hallelujah. And y'all know how we do. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Sometimes I don't even ask no more because y'all know the protocol. Amen. And I'll receive, amen, a text message after the call. So this is for the pastor. This is for Pastor Burnett. This is for Pastor Burnett. Amen. So, beloved, amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Be led by your heart where Christ lives. Amen. Be not conformed to this world, but transformed by the renewing of my mind that we may prove the good and the acceptable and the perfect will of God. Amen. And to God be praise. All right. All right. All right. Good week. Good week. Amen. We're wrapping up. Amen. Hallelujah. Our services. We'll be back again tomorrow, Lord's willing, at 12 o'clock. Amen. We're about to transfer over to Facebook too. Amen. We're on Facebook 5 a.m. We haven't really been on Facebook on Sundays, but the Lord is leading us there. We don't want to lose anybody. And on the global platform on Block Radio, because we have to find a way to do it. We realize that we have a percentage of people, amen, in other countries. Glory be to God. Even in Russia and other places, we go into and we look at our statistics, and we see that they're there. They're listening. They're listening to the replay. However, they are doing it, but they're there, and we don't want to lose those people. Amen. But at the same time, there's another audience of people that if they don't see your face, they don't want to hear you. Glory be to God. Amen. Look, it is what it is. All right. It is what it is. They want to see our face. We're going to show our face, but we're not coming with our word. We're coming with the word of the Lord. So, amen. We're just following the Holy Spirit. Amen. And if we follow him, we know we will not be misled. Amen. In Jesus' name. So that's it, beloved. Amen. It's been my pleasure, amen, to serve all this week. Amen. Glory be to God and wishing blessings upon each and every one of you and your families. Amen. Glory be to God. Sister Kathy's birthday on last week. We don't know. We'll look at the calendar and see what birthdays we'll be celebrating in this month of March. Amen. And my philosophy is this: every day is your birthday. Every day. Every day is your birthday. Amen, Pastor. Amen. We bless the Lord. Amen. So, Pastor, if you will, amen, we're just going to ask if you would just come and give us the last remarks and the benediction. Amen. And again, we thank God for you. Amen. And all that you do, amen, in the Lord's kingdom, amen. We extend blessings on blessings on blessings, multiplicity of blessings, amen, to be manifested in this season in your life, in Jesus' name. God bless you.
Amen, amen. We praise God for Kingdom Ministry, Blog Talk Radio. For those who are listening, know that God has a way of renewing your life, reengaging your life. You be faithful to him, and he'll be faithful to you. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God, for your word today. Cleanliness is far from godliness. God, we know that you're not concerned about the outside appearances. You're looking at our heart. You're looking at the manifestation of your glory inside this human vessel. Thank you, Lord God, for allowing me to share with your people. Now we pray that each and every person that heard these words will know that it is time. It is time to come to the Father in spirit and in truth and worship him, for that is what he searches and seeks for, that we worship him in spirit and in truth. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before his presence. Only wise God be power, dominion, and majesty, both now and forever. In the whole world of God, all creation in heaven and in earth says amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Amen. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. Everybody be blessed. Walk in the blessing, because the blessing manifestation, amen, it is already here. Amen. Hallelujah. And cleanse your hearts. Amen. Before you cleanse your hands. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Pastor Alfreda, Philadelphia, signing out. Amen.
ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. For it is the power of salvation to everyone.
Everyone that receives.